It is Friday, March 15th. Hello, I'm Ashley Rowe. If you've been hit with the showers passing through the area, good news for you, the rain does not look like it's going to be too heavy tonight. There may be a few scattered thunderstorms throughout the evening, though. Tomorrow, it should stay dry for the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Raleigh. Mostly cloudy skies, a high of 72 degrees tomorrow. Now let's get to your headlines. An RDU TSA worker was arrested in Florida last month in a child sex sting operation. 37-year-old Edmundo Da Silva of Holly Springs faces multiple felony charges, including human trafficking. The Polk County, Florida sheriff says Da Silva responded to a social media ad posted by an undercover detective. Investigators say he offered to pay $60 to perform a sex act on a child. A federal facility in Greensboro known as the Children's Center is now ready to accept unaccompanied migrant children. Children ranging in age from 13 to 17 can be brought to the Office of Refugee Resettlement while family and sponsors are found. The facility has the capacity for up to 800 beds. We now know a 52-year-old man died when his car got stuck between railroad stop arms in Durham. An Amtrak train crashed into the Audi at the crossing on Driver Street. The car caught fire after the impact. Police say Charles Hightower died. Two passengers on the train had minor injuries. For more on these stories and other news of the day, head on over to WRAL.com or the WRAL News app. I'm Ashley Rowe. Have a great evening and a great weekend.